Dad Mark has come here with work, and we caught up with Mum Laurie. They were in Canberra about to fly up. Well, they arrived. They've made it to Brizzy. That's the headline on their own webpage. Everyone has a webpage these days. Hagenmeyers-intouch.blogspot.com is theirs, and there's a photo of them at the airport. I was there, and I gave them some 612 ABC Brisbane caps and postcards and bags, shopping bags, and some 612 ABC Brisbane sports radios as well, enough for the whole family, and some magazines and all sorts of goodies and things. So they have arrived in Brisbane, and they're looking forward to their 2 years here. We got a great response yesterday from people just wanting to help out to settle them in. Wayne called up from the Pine River Show, offering Laurie and family tickets to the Pine River Show, which of course is on this weekend. So that was nice, Wayne. Thank you. I've passed that on. The principal of a Brisbane private school, I won't say which one, but the principal of a Brisbane private school called up, said, here's my mobile number, give them the number, and they can have two places for their daughters, 11 and 15 years of age, at the school. Brilliant. Again, I've passed that on, Graham, and they'll get in touch if that works out for them. They're just not sure exactly where they're going to be living in Brisbane yet. And Brad called up. He's an expat American. He's been living here 20 years. He had some advice for Laurie, like, for example, remember that you're the one who's moved away, so you need to keep in touch with family back home, because chances are they'll forget to ring you. Don't talk unless you understand what the topic is. Don't be a loudmouth yank, etc., etc. In fact, Brad has sent through a long list of advice as an American who's moved here. That's all been passed on as well to the Hagenmeyers. So welcome to Brisbane, family. Welcome here. I hope you enjoy your 2 years. Maybe you'll stay longer than 2 years if you really like it here. We like it here, and that's why we live here. It's time for the news.